guess what, people? It's time for us to strap down into a new episode. This is Amy.
And this is E.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. Have a special guest again today. We're so excited. Our friend Sam is back, and you might remember her from, I don't know, I feel like I don't know days. A few months ago, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, yesterday, she was on the pod, and we talked about Would You Rather True Crime. It was so fun. She was so great. She also recommended an episode. Again, maths, 2 months ago, a couple whiles ago, about the Beast of Bray Road that we did, which was our first ever, I think, kind of like supernaturally case, which was super fun. And those both are quickly becoming our most listened to episodes. So Sam, keep working your magic. Thanks for coming on. They're excellent episodes too. So I'm going to link them in the show notes. Please go listen to them if you haven't yet. But today we are going to totally speculate wildly. It's my favorite thing to do. It is Z's favorite thing to do. It is all of your favorite thing to do. Sam, welcome back.
Thank you. Sorry, I got so excited I couldn't let you finish talking.
That's okay.
I'm so glad to be back and visiting with my internet besties. And I love a good conspiracy theory, so I just can't wait to speculate and talk all over the place. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, because that's what we are talking about today. So we're going to talk about three crazy, weird, maybe true, maybe not true, conspiracies that we have found on the interwebs. And you know, once it's on the interwebs, it is 100%. Yes, it's a fact.
Yes.
It is a fact. But first and foremost, Sam, would you like to come before the class and offer us a show and tell?
Okay. Originally, I didn't think I had anything to share. I've been in my like no buying phase, right? But I just ran a Walmart. And I started getting Valentine's stuff for my kids. After I dropped Chloe off, before I went to my appointment, before I came to meet with you guys. So I found these literally walking down the aisle. They are the Walmart brand, No Boundaries, flare pant in black soot. And they're like the best thing I've ever put on my body. High-waisted, if you're a high-waisted person.
Yes.
They're fabulous. I've owned them for 10 minutes and they're one of my favorite things. So for $7.98, just go ahead and try. Literally, I know. I was like, well, I have to buy them.
Yeah. First of
and
all,
I'm small and
like
shorter. So like, they're great. And it's great. Definitely recommend. It's worth your $8 to try these pants. They're soft and perfect. And I feel like I could dress them up or just they're so comfy. I'm going to wear them forever. So.
I got mine for Target and they were like $30. Right. And I love them. You know, but mine are like more compressive and I really do like them, but I'm going to try out these Walmart ones because, she tagged us. She put stories in general of her this morning in them. They look so cute. How tall are you?
5 foot. Short.
Okay. So these should fit Amy and I as well.
Yeah, we're also
short. I am the tallest
pretty
of
long
us,
on
guys.
Me.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'3¾". But I have scoliosis, okay. So it's like...
I could still catch you.
Yeah, exactly. It could st- one and, I don't know, don't, if I come at you, I'm coming at you a little hunch because
a little
I've got
crooked.
It's going to take me a full minute to stand all the way up.
That is amazing. I am pumped that flare pants are coming back. I'm a fan.
You know what would look so cute with those flare pants is some, Curse Words and Crayons merchandise that just dropped this morning.
Released to we have so many cute options. I had so much fun with Z making them too, like kind of coming up with what we were going to do. Ugh, I can't wait to hear what everybody thinks of all the things. I'm so excited and happy about
it. Go check out the new website. Go look at the merchandise. If a sweater's like out of your price range, we've got stickers. Like we have all sorts of things. You can do whatever. I'm stoked. Suggestions are totally welcome, not only for cases, but for merchandise as well. So,
if you have something you want to see, please let us know. Super, super cute. And before we get off the show and tell train, Sam said she was at Walmart for Valentine's Day stuff. If you're listening to this, it's tomorrow, so get your shit together if you haven't yet. Walmart has an incredible section for Valentine's Day. Like, insane. I'm not a Walmart fan. I do my
They've
grocery
gotten
shopping
so
there.
Much better.
Yes. I do my grocery shopping there because they do pickup, and their pickup in our area is totally fire. Like, always on point. They always have my stuff. I was doing Kroger, and it was a nightmare. But I walked in there the other day to get something into Walmart, and they have, like, aisles and aisles and aisles just Valentine's stuff, but, like, the shitty plastic garbage that you need to get for the kids' schools.
Yes, and then Sam talked about the pants, but, like, I have been so much around, like, our older kids, but the, like, for Rin, they have the cutest, like, organic cotton stuff. Like, the beige bit shit that, like, whatever. No, they have all of it, and it's cute, and you can, like, mix and match, and it's affordable. And even, like, women's clothing and stuff, you can find a lot of knockout of the park stuff.
And if you're a plus-sized friend, they have a really great plus-size
I was
section
so upset
too.
Because I was in the plus-size section, and I picked up a bunch of things, and then I kept having
they didn't
to put
have
them down.
In the
they were not. I was in the wrong section. That was my
I guess
fault.
So.
That was on me. That was not on them. That was on you me. Know, but, yes, I can agree that they have a lot of cute
options. Cute. So, thank you for sharing your pants. We love a good non-gatekeep. I love it. And thank you for letting us ramble on about Walmart for 45 minutes. Are we ready to dive into this case? Our first conspiracy.
I'm quite so fucking excited
literally
for this. Like, I'm so
favorite.
Excited. Amy sent me this TikTok forever ago, and I was like, wait, no.
Right. It makes you, number one, why have we never thought of this? Number two, the more I hear it, the more
it's
I'm
it.
Like, yep, this is what happened. Why do
they
we think anything
else? They didn't
want
us to think it was it. They didn't want us to consider it.
The fucking
100%.
Government.
The government. The fucking government. if you haven't heard of this precious baby angel, JonBenet Ramsey, you've been living under a rock, right?
Just
like,
get out of here, actually. Why? Why did you
no
come and sit with
listening
us?
Listening to this podcast. Like, get
well,
out of here.
Be your friend, but, like, just take a minute.
We are going to talk about you later. Mm-hmm. So just a quick catch up, because I guess you can stay, but I'm not going to go through everything. She was a child beauty queen. She was found dead in the basement of her home in Colorado the day after Christmas. And by the day after Christmas, I mean, like, the evening of Christmas into the 26th.
It was 2 in the morning or 5:30
right. like
in the morning.
Essentially
or some
Christmas
shit
Day.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah.
There was so much coverage of this case. Even still, there are entire podcasts about it. This was one of the first cases we talked about before we had a podcast. We've never covered it on the podcast.
We've always vowed we will not cover it on the podcast, actually, because
we
it's
can't.
Too much. It's
and
too much. And also, the so Ramseys are still alive, and I don't want to get sued.
Just one.
Okay. There's still one.
And
still
the brother,
one.
Who I think also is a victim in all this.
Exactly.
But
yes.
We're not going to cover it. People have a lot of theories. Like Z said, I was scrolling the TikTokulars. I came across this theory, and I was like, this is my new, what do they call it? This is my new Roman Empire. Like, I'm obsessed with this. I was totally floored. So the theory is that JonBenet Ramsey actually died at a different home and was part of a sex trafficking or assault party that her parents attended earlier that evening. Merry Christmas. Amazing. When she was found in the basement, there was little to no blood, not just in the basement, but anywhere in the house. And this is the 90s, so that ish is covered head to toe in carpet. There's no blood. Nothing.
And wood. Wood paneling on the walls probably still, yes.
It's like that
so 80s
vibe, right? There's no blood. But she has a head injury, a head wound, which if you're a parent or you've ever had a head injury,
that's so scary for the children. They bleed everywhere. That in their fucking mouth.
So much. Yeah. Right. So much blood.
The minute they lose a tooth, I'm out of there. It's just gushing. Ugh.
The worst. It's awful. So there would be blood, right? Like, there's no – and why I never thought, like, oh, that's weird. It's never crossed my mind. So shame on me. But no blood.
It is a big thing in a lot of the documentaries, though, and that's why they do say that her body was moved to the basement. But this would support that even further, because her body it did not happen at the house. So then, you know how they said that they like they found the pad and they could see like the indenture marks or whatever from them, like, and then, so there's a bunch of different, like, circumstantial evidence and stuff that was, like, in the house. So where are the blood-soaked towels? Where are the blood-soaked, like, et cetera, if they had covered it up in other ways? It's not at that house, which would, again, make so much sense if they were not there. If she was
the murder location.
Yes, and a lot of the theories... Some people say the brother did it. Some people say the parents did it. But a lot of the theories were that it happened in the house. This just totally supports a lot of that information. So when I looked into it, we found a couple of sources. We'll put them in the show notes. Here's why it's a theory that if you are into this case, you should look into it more. This first thing, there's a lot of gossip around Boulder, which is where Patsy, the mom, is from. Now, they had houses other places, but this was where this happened. It happened in Boulder, Colorado. So the mom was a pretty high society socialite. Her parents had a lot of money, and there was a rumor that she had been trafficked to a wealthy group. And as she grew up and had her own kids, they became or just kind of continued in that society ring. And then Patsy then trafficked her daughter. Some say also possibly the son. And I don't want to say a cult necessarily, but just a lot of wealthy people were involved and the Ramseys, and it's something that they took part in.
That's like big, affluent crime ring, wing, if you will.
Right. And
I could see it because, you know, Boulder, Colorado, I know this because of Houston. It's one of the big, because I'm in Houston, it's one of the big sex trafficking areas.
So is Columbus. So
yes, because we're major cities, like, it makes sense. And because we're on major highway routes, and so...
International airports. Yeah. We host, Columbus hosts the Arnold every year, which is a big bodybuilding, like, competition festival thing. And it's the number one, like, sex trafficking thing. Like, there's, like, groups that go in and try and, like, help and do all this stuff. It's insane. I've never been. I'm not a bodybuilder, but it's sad. But you've got, so, high society, rich people getting away with stuff they shouldn't get away with. There are also some photos of JonBenet circling around that have been circling around forever. They're not like new pictures or anything. And there is someone kind of lurking around that looks an awful lot like Ghislaine Maxwell, who is Jeffrey Epstein's like partner.
It's her.
I've been 100% convinced that this is the theory we've all, like Sam said, just maybe been missing, maybe been led to look over there.
Look away, they said. Look away.
Right. I love it. I don't love it, but it makes perfect sense.
Are you into the Epstein, like, stuff, Sam? Like, have you been looking into all of the different, and the...
I watched that one documentary that came out at one point a little bit, but I haven't, like...
Oh, man, it is
down the rabbit hole, really.
I have definitely gone down the rabbit hole in the last couple of years, and it is not, it's never going to end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've, okay, so a little while, yes. Okay, wait, if we go way back to, like, pizza kind of, like, okay, yes. Yes, we're well-versed in this. Yes, actually. Never mind.
It's just horrible. Upsetting. I could see it. I can see it. It makes sense. And, like, I've always allegedly, potentially felt like it was her brother and that the parents covered it up. But then there was the indication that she was sexually molested by her brother. And I don't see that happening unless the dad is mimicking that behavior. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, at 10? No.
And I know, like, they say folks that have been abused sexually or otherwise oftentimes side with their abusers. But I just feel like the brother would have said something at this point if the dad was involved, but I feel like if he was also involved in the ring and it was people outside the home, and now maybe he's a part of that society still, that he would keep his mouth shut. But yeah.
What are your thoughts, Sam?
Okay. It hurts my whole heart to think that's like what she went through, but it connects a lot of dots, right?
Yeah.
Not to mention, I was, of course, doing my TikTok research because that's what I
that's
did.
That's where we came time. From, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And I saw somebody said that they found fibers from Patsy's coat, like, in the knots on her, around her neck. And so, like, how would that get there if she didn't tie the knots? And it was also her paintbrush as part of, like, the garrote. So, come on.
And her handwriting kind of sort of matched, too.
Yeah. But she just seems so guilty to me. Like, I could spin out on this case forever, but I feel pretty certain, like, she covered something up. So,
sure.
It wasn't a stranger. That wasn't a real ransom letter. Like, that's for damn sure. And Patsy, I'm just sorry. And it all goes back on her to me. Whatever she's covering up. And then, like, this new theory just makes so much sense even to, like, tie in with why would she have to cover it up.
I think what's the absolute kicker for me is that the thought that she was also involved in that, and it's just like this perpetual ring, because not that moms don't abuse their children, but it just is such, it's so much more rare. But to hear that maybe she wasn't the one abusing her, but was the one like allowing her to be abused, like that, I think 100% is true. And if it wasn't someone in your family or something you're belonging to that really has some sort of hold on you, why would you cover it up? Like, why would you write the ransom note? Why would you make the garrote? Why would you do all those things? Because I don't think she killed her. I think she covered it up. I think she took all the steps to make it look like, oh no, this weird thing happened. Now I feel like this is going to become my new personality. I'm just going to have to read all about JonBenet for the next like 3 weeks. It's going to be awful.
It's the worst and the best. All in the same. Not the best. That's just pretty
don't say the best. That's awful.
But it just gives me something else to spiral about that isn't my own personal life. So there you go.
Love that.
So our next theory is that Bob Ross was a mass murderer and or was like friends with a mass murderer, and all his paintings led to a different site where he buried bodies. One of these paintings in particular was like a huge thing here recently because 5 people died under this tree and it basically looks identical to his painting. And this is going around like crazy on Crime Talk. So Amy sent me the JonBenet thing and then everything started going off and I started getting all of these, you know, different. Yes. So we'll link both. We'll link all of the different various TikToks that we found through our research on this. We also found other articles too. Okay, guys, so like we didn't just use
we did
the
do some inspiration. Research, okay,
exactly.
Right? Yes, inspiration.
Exactly.
That's a good word.
So, sadly, I looked high, I looked low for actual real facts to back this, and it has been debunked like 100 million times. Like it's not true. There's no evidence to suggest that he was a serial killer, and there's no evidence that he was like a serial killer whisperer or anything like that. Sadly, like maybe he was besties with a killer crime ring. No, I couldn't find anything that said he was or wasn't. So like he could not, but either way, this is pretty much a no, Bob Ross was known for his gentle demeanor and his desire to share the joy of painting with others. And he was beloved by many of people. My little brother loves him a lot. And somebody on TikTok called Dirty Deeds Inc. said, the murders weren't premeditated. They were all happy little accidents.
That's his thing, isn't it? Like happy little accidents.
Okay, but yes, right? But not all great things surround Bob. So his son revealed that Bob Ross had an affair with one of his partners who's married to his other partner. So, like, in a thruple on accident. There was a married couple who he was partnered with, and yeah, he diddled the wife consensually. Okay, so they had an affair, and it was like a whole thing. And actually, he died in 95, so 1995, and the Kowalskis took full control of the company, and his son feels like they basically stole his entire identity and his entire, like, legacy, if you will. Which, I don't know, maybe, like, don't have sex with your best friend's wife.
Yeah.
That's not kind.
That's a life lesson.
Yeah. Find someone else. Like, if you're gonna be a cheater, like, I don't know, don't, ew. But two, like,
where you work? Your partner?
And yeah, not only a partner, but also married to the other partner.
Right.
If there's three people and you guys have a vote, do you think, like, after, like, I don't know. This is all messy, and it's never going to go well. Like, if you have shareholder meetings and stuff, it just seems confusing.
Shareholder meetings.
That's what I'm thinking about. Like, if there's a vote, like, if you come before the share, like, who's going with what? What is happening here? Because they're married. So, legally.
Who's better in bed that week?
Right. I guess that's a vote. That's a vote.
Sorry.
He has an inch and a half on you, and that, to me, is worth this vote.
Gross.
Okay, I don't like hearing them talk about, like, stealing his legacy. That's gross to me. I think Bob Ross just deserved better. And maybe he learned too much about these guys, and that's what his paintings are actually about. It's like their happy little accidents, you know?
Oh!
He's the bad guy here. He just learned too many secrets.
Oh, I like that. I'm not gonna lie. There have been lots of people that they couldn't officially tie to crimes. Some of this makes sense to me. I mean, I didn't read all the debunking, so I don't know I don't know if I would be convinced otherwise if I, like, truly, truly dove into it. But it's always the calm and even-toned ones that potentially snap one day. So
true.
Maybe that is what happened. I could be convinced that this is true despite the debunking. But, you know, facts are facts. Maybe not. I don't want to speak ill of the dead because that's basically what we do in our podcast. But
could see it, and I think it's crazy that they've led to different crimes and stuff. And just because, yeah, it has been debunked, I'm with Amy. Like, if somebody's like, now we actually found out that it was real, I'm like, yeah, the fucking government, like I have been telling you guys, trying to control us,
and nothing's a coincidence.
It's really not. I mean, sometimes things are just a coincidence, but mainly things are not, okay? And
true.
It's fine.
True. Sam, we got one more theory. Take us home. What you got?
All right. I brought the tea for us today, friends, and I'm ready to spill it. Of you drink tea, or, like, you recognize the brand with the cute little sleepy bear on the front?
Yes, I'm actually drinking tea right now, but not the sleepy brand tea. This is a great value because Walmart.
This episode brought to you by Walmart. I am familiar with the tea, with the sleepy bear tea. I am. And I'm a tea drinker, so I get it.
Okay. So Celestial Seasonings Tea was founded in 1969. The team harvested enough herbs for 500 pounds of a blend they called Moe's 36 Herb Tea. It was like a sleep conjuring tea made of chamomile and spearmint. And then they added other stuff down the line. And they called the company Celestial Seasonings after a co-founder, Lucinda Zizing, it's her flower name.
What is a flower name? I'm going to Google it. Okay, you keep going, and then I'm going to interrupt you later.
Good, great. Cool. Okay, so come back to us. But there's a rumor now. There's another reason it's called Celestial. So Mo Siegel and John Hay were two of the founders, and they were avid believers in a New Age Bible called, I might murder this, you guys. I practiced so many times, but I want to say it wrong. Urantia? It's the Urantia book. Followers call it an epical revelation authored solely by celestial beings. Yeah.
Okay.
It touches upon everything from mind control to, like, a whole eugenics plot to eliminate inferior races. But the races are all colors, like blue and green, not, like, skin tone human races, like you would assume. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot, and it's a lot of bad things we don't like, I think.
So they believe that people should be these colors, or they don't, they're associating, like, personalities with the color? Do you know, Ma? That's interesting.
Like the way I understand it's, like, a ranking. So, like, the top would be, like,
okay.
Blue, and those are, like, the best race in their
so
eyes.
So maybe not, like, white people versus, you know, maybe not, like, a Hitler-style thing, but, like, a status thing, or like you're a blue person, you're a green person, you're a yellow person.
It was yucky. It was like they wanted you to like light nice blue way. Eyes, and that's how you got to be a blue
okay.
person.
Okay, yeah, no, not for me.
Very Nazi oriented. Okay, so apparently Lucinda is a flower.
Oh. Listen.
So I cannot find out what a flower name is, but I want one, and I'm offended. And
yeah.
I think this should
We're
going to
create that then.
Why has nobody given me a flower name? Because I am a fucking daisy. So let's just go with that.
Something more expensive.
Yes.
Okay, so this cult follows ideas from a religious text, and this book is just, it's wild, okay? So the table of contents is said to be, like, almost 100 pages long itself, which tells you how long and, like, crazy this whole thing is, right? And then they talk about how Lucifer and Satan and Adam and Eve and Jesus, they're all these extraterrestrial beings who have visited Earth, and those are, like, those are the perfect people, right?
It's they're like gonna the happy decide. Science cult.
Yeah. Yeah. I love a good cult with an extraterrestrial flip. Yeah, it's just
this
the
is
best.
A lot.
It
this is a lot.
So the first three parts of the Urantia book describe a complicated universe with invisible angel-like creatures and spirit and semi-spirit beings of all sorts. And then they tell you just Jesus's whole life. They just want you to know all 36 years of Homeboy's life. Yeah, and so it's a lot. And the book doesn't have many followers, like maybe thousands of followers, but it's been translated into 20 languages. So if you need it in Arabic, Chinese, Croatian, or Portuguese, that's available.
Even Portuguese? Man, that's such a, like, fine.
It's available for everybody. Everybody deserves.
All right.
They
don't discriminate unless you aren't the right color.
Right.
Yeah.
But if your language is different, they're okay with that.
Languages are accepted. Okay. There's even a famous collection of operas based on it, and at least 4 fantasy novels. So,
see, I don't like the, I love exclusive things, but I don't like how exclusive this is. You know, we should accept all peoples, but a fantasy novel around, I mean, I could read it. It has piqued my interest, if you will. So I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a gander.
You can buy it on Amazon, by the way. It's $17.29, so.
Ooh, add that to our book club list.
100%, and I
if
might
anybody's willing.
Buy it. We'll pass it around.
Just check out, just in general, on our Amazon storefront, we do have a couple different books that are listed, and I don't know, you should go give them a gander, because some of them are wow, and then some of them are, like, really good. They're books that we actually super enjoy and honestly think that you should read, and then some of them are about, like,
crimes we've covered and different things.
Exactly.
Or relative to a case we covered.
Yes.
I did hear on one of my TikTok journeys that, the bad guy has left the company, so, like, supposedly they're good, but also all their cute little inspirational quotes were, like, from the book, so, like, they were making us think we were being inspired. But, like,
brainwashed. Brainwashed is a better term.
So, yuck, I don't like that.
Oh, but I love the quotes.
Yeah.
They were, in fact, inspirational. That's okay. You know who else has quotes? Lots of other teas. There's a tea that, like, the different ones that are called, like, sassy bitch. Or,
sassy
like, shut
tea.
The fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, stuff like that. And I've been wanting to get it because, so my husband has friends over more often than I do, and he has a couple, like, I have friends over, but it's different, and he has a couple of, like, sober friends, one that drinks all my tea, and I like him, and I love to, like, really riff on him, and so I kind of want to get these sassy teas so I can, you know, something that's that. Like you have right. a small penis tea or something that I can just be like, here, look at what I'm serving you today. Because I don't know, if you're at my house, you have to, in fact, put up with me because I live here too.
Doesn't love a good undertone, right? Like just.
It's funny and it's a joke. It's a joke and I right. just ribbon him. You know, I don't mean yeah. it or else I would have better things to say.
I love it. You guys know that cults hold a special place in my heart. Like I love a good cult. I'm not into the racism. Definitely makes me want to throw out all the celestial tea I have in my house because I'm sure I have some. And also never buy it again. We don't give money to racists, but a cult that incorporates aliens, they earn a couple points. Not many, but a few. I do enjoy that. I love that you can buy their Bible on Amazon. And
but you can
also
buy the Bible on Amazon.
You can.
So why
that's
is
true.
That so crazy?
I
and
think
you can
it's
also
crazy.
Buy the Torah and the Quran.
True. But I think the reason it's nuts is that it sounds to me like this book is nuts, but to some people the Bible might be nuts. I get it, but I'm not like a studier of the Bible, but to tell Jesus's entire life in detail for the 36 years that he was living, that's not
it.
Even read in the Bible, so like you can't
that's what
like
I was saying
chunk that's left out, so
like all of it
I want to read it just for that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows,
I mean I could see it I could as a like science fiction novel, you know,
right, or just an explanation. I love to hear people talk about things that they believe, especially if it's something
yeah.
like a religious thing, because it's fascinating to me. And I might think, okay, that's malarkey, but
yeah,
also it's so interesting.
Yeah,
I don't like the tea bit one bit. I don't like it. There's a reason I don't drink tea, I guess, maybe. This is it. I just know. It's like, I don't know.
You've just known your whole life.
More aliens, less racism.
Yes, for sure. Okay, friends, that's a wrap. And this is this was the perfect amount of episode length for us because we've been interrupted by children. My youngest is yelling right now. So, you know, that just means that it's time for me to go. Amy, your kids are home. Sam's got her youngest home. My youngest is home. It's just, wow, what a special time.
You're doing it.
When you,
I'm glad we made time for ourselves.
You know, and here's the thing. They're not going to hurt themselves. They're fine. We've gotten up several times. The beauty of editing. Don't worry. Everyone is safe. But, yeah, I am very proud that we recorded not only with our bestie Sam as an extra person, which throws in more folks in the mix, but with 1, 2, 4 kids running around and nobody's dead or bleeding.
And
so,
3 different internet connections.
Kudos
wow.
to us. 2 time zones. Apartheid
oh,
and a
3 parity. Different states. 2 time zones. You said 2,
though,
right?
2 okay, time zones, 3 states. And
I think I'm in a different time zone than Sam, but I'm not. We are in the same time
the
zone.
Same. Mm-hmm. I'm different.
Yep.
It's a nightmare, but we
next
do it
time,
for you.
Maybe I'll remember. So,
right.
Okay, so we'll be back next time with a true crime case to scar each other emotionally with. And until then, go check out our fucking website because we have a website. It's official. Share it with your friends. Buy some merchandise. At least get a sticker. There's a pig sticker. We have
so
a pig
cute
sticker.
Stickers, you guys.
You know I'm obsessed with poisoning people and feeding them to pigs. Just kidding. But that is my Roman Empire. If I were a serial killer, I would have bought out the Picton Farm, and that's where I would start my life over. Okay, so, yeah, we have 140 episodes until then, so hang out with us, check them out, and we'll be here when you get back. So, bye.
Goodbye.